Yes, indeed. How wonderful, how marvelous is His love for us.
的确，神的爱是如此的美妙，如此的奥妙。
Lest we become a little bit too self-focused this morning.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Thank you. 让我们今天早上把我们的注意力和注目从我们自己的身上拿开，我们不要专注的来看我们自我。
You were aware of the news from yesterday?
我不知道大家有没有看到新闻，昨天的新闻。
Our Sunday school spent time in our class praying for the situation in Israel.
我们今天早上我们在主日学班为了以色列现在的状况，我们献上了祷告。
And the Hamas attack on Israel.
这有一个组团叫 Hamas， 他们攻击了我们以色列。
So be good if we spend a moment in prayer for them.
我觉得我们接下来花点时间献上祷告，为了以色列献上祷告。
Pray for all those involved.
为那些受到干预的那些人祷告。
The villages that were attacked.
那些被攻击的那些村子为他们祷告。
The tension still between Israel and all of her surrounding neighbors.
还有就是以色列这个国家与他周围的国家这个紧张的这种感觉。
Not going to spend time talking about that, but I'd like to just give our church a moment, a few minutes that we can pray.
我不想花太多时间在这件事上，可是我希望邀请教会，我们花大概几分钟的时间为这件事情祷告。
We can pray that God would have His way.
我们可以向神祷告，求神让以他的指令让事情发生。
But I don't believe that any of us enjoy the thoughts of.War the type of attack that occurred and the following war that's going to ensue.
我相信在座这里每一位都对于战争或者是战争所引起的一些事情感到非常有兴趣或者是很兴奋，但是我们为了
So let's just have an open time of prayer. If you want to whisper your prayer, if you want to pray out loud, we're just going to pray right now for this situation. Pray for the lives and families impacted. Pray that the Lord will show us as His people His thoughts around this. So let's pray this morning together.
我们接下来，如果你起祷告，你可以轻声细语的，或者是你可以大声出来，发声祷告。我们为的就是这个现在这个战争以及神在这个战争里面的旨意，然后希望神可以跟我们分享一些这个事情的意义是什么。
Okay, so let's just have an open time of prayer right now for a couple of minutes.
我们现在花时间来祷告。
Holy Father, just I do ask, Lord, that you would be continuing at work in the situation in Israel right now. Lord, we know that this is your beloved people. Lord, we know that this is your chosen people. And God, we know that this hostile attack, Lord, caused...number of lives lost, and Lord, I thanks to your promises in Scripture. Lord, that you would also continue to teach us and lead our church how to pray over current world events. And Lord, I ask and I pray, Lord, that you would remind us, Lord, even of the role of your covenant in all of this. Help our people to know this. We pray for your restoration in this area. Heavenly Father, as we gather this morning,
天上的父啊, 让我们在这里聚集的时候,
we gather to worship together.
我们聚集是为了一起敬拜,
and we do look for you to do your work in our midst.
我们一起聚集是看着你, 等着你在我们中间做工。
But we would be remiss, Lord, if we are not prayerful for the situations outside of us happening in the world today.
但是假如我们不为着现在在世界世上所发生事情祷告, 我们也就,
Lord, we pray for this hostile attack upon Israel.
我们为了这个, 以色列被攻击的这件事情, 向你,
we pray, Lord, for the families of family members, Lord, who have lost their lives.
我们为着那些家庭, 那些有失去人生命的那些家庭, 为他们祷告。
We grieve with them.
我们跟着他们一起难过。
And we pray for them.
我们为着这些人祷告。
Lord, it is heavy on our hearts when we know that we get the privilege to worship in an air-conditioned, safe room.
神啊, 我们知道我们在这里安全地坐在这个有空调的这个环境里面, 然后为着那边在受难的人祷告。
And they, at this time, are living in tension and fear.
他们现在是活在紧张以及恐惧的生活中。
Father, I pray that even as Christians, Gentile believers who have been grafted in to your plan, I pray that you help us to understand the role of Israel.
神啊, 作为一个 身份为外邦人的，但是因着你的爱被加入到你的大的那个使命里头，我们向你祷告，我们不知道你对于你这个国家，你的国家这个以色列有如何的计划。
So Father, we ask that you teach us how to pray.
所以神啊, 主啊, 我们 向你求, 请你教我们如何去祷告。
And that you would lead us, even in by the leading of your Spirit, when we don't know how to pray, that, Lord, you would lead us.
并且你借着你的圣灵, 在带领我们, 当我们不知道如何祷告, 为这件事祷告的时候, 带领着我们如何在祷告中, 为这个而祷告。
Help us to be aware of the spiritual war that is going on even now.
帮助我们, 让我们看清楚, 其实真正的这个灵命上面的征战是如何的。
Reveal to us that even in this room, there is spiritual warfare.
向我们显明, 其实现在在此处, 现在就有着一个 激战的属灵的征战在发生。
That there is a very strong desire of the enemy of God to find his way to affect our lives.
现在仇敌就是撒旦，是如何的想尽办法、使命的要来影响每一位在座的生活。
But help us to know that the victor of this war has already been declared, and the victory has already been won.
但是也请你帮助我们，让我们记得，那这场战争呢，其实已经被战胜了，而且那战胜者是哪一位？
And so this morning we fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以今天早上我们把我们的目光是专注于在基督耶稣身上。
Show us who we are because of Jesus.
让我们认清我们的身份，因为我们知道耶稣基督是谁。
And we give you praise and honor.
我们祷告也是献上感恩还有赞美。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen. There was this movie years ago, probably, you know, a decade or two ago.
大概有一个电影，这个是算是一个老电影，大概 you know, 有可能十年前的一个电影。
And it's about a woman who got into a car accident.
这个电影
a very severe car accident.
这个电影呢，开头就是一个女人，她进入到了一个很严重的车祸。
And she woke up with amnesia.
然后她醒来的时候，她得了失忆症。
She didn't remember who she was.
她不记得她自己是谁。
She didn't remember even her name.
她连自己的名字都忘了。
Whether or not she had a family or not.
她不知道自己是否有家人。
But she discovered, or the hospital staff informed her that she was pregnant.
但是这个医院跟对这个女性说，你现在是怀孕的。
Then the movie fast forwards 10 years later.
然后在那个电影里面，很快的，跃进到十年后。
She found a man and fell in love and got married.
她遇到一位男人，然后坠入爱河，然后与这位男人结婚。
And they're raising this daughter now 10 years old.
然后他们一起在抚养这个已经十岁的这个女儿。
But through all this time,
但是在这整段时间中。
She doesn't remember her identity.
她还是记不起来她自己的身份是
什么。She still doesn't remember her name.
她还是不知道自己叫什么名字。
Or her background.
或者是她的背景如何。
Whether or not she had a family before.
她不知道她是否有没有其他的家人。
Only a new given name.
她只有她现在新起的这个名字。
But at this point, 10 years later, she's very happy.
不过你知道，在这十年之后，她其实过着一个很快乐的生活。
But the movie has this tension because she's always wondering.
但是这个电影里面很表明的就是这女的心里有一个挣扎。
She's like, who am I?
因为她一直在挣扎，她一直问自己，我到底是谁。
So she hires private investigators.
所以她就雇了几个私家侦探。
And no one has any clue.Of her past,
但是没有任何一个人能够有任何的她过去的消息。
And then there's one scene, she's having a great time with her family.
然后这个电影里面就有一个场景是她与她的家人快乐的在一起。
There's music,
背景有很好的音乐。
They're in the kitchen,
他们在厨房里面。
They're cooking together,
他们一起在煮饭。
And they're laughing.
有说有笑
and she's cutting up the vegetables for the soup or for the dish.
她为着她要煮的这道菜呢，她在切青菜
and she's struggling to cut this carrot.
那她一开始呢，这个胡萝卜她没有办法切得很好
and you know the music's going on and the husband jokes with her, "Honey, are we going to get the carrots today?"
那音乐在背景，然后呢，她的先生就有点。嘲讽地说，哎，我们今天喝得到汤吗？
And then she gives him the look,
然后他就瞪他一下。
And then they smile, ha ha ha.
他们就互相开玩笑。
And as she focuses on cutting this carrot a little faster.
然后这女的就开始专注在切胡萝卜快的速度上面。
One moment she's struggling.
在一刻之前她无法切得很好。
And then the next moment she starts cutting that carrot like a professional.
然后在下一刻她开始切这胡萝卜切得非常快速。
And everyone stops.
然后他的家其他人停止，然后看他。
I think I used to be a chef.
然后这个女人就开始就说，哦，我可能以前我的身份是一个厨师。
And she says, throw me some more vegetables.
然后他就跟他的家人说，哎，再给我几个其他的青菜。
So they throw her some celery.
所以他们就丢了一些芹菜给他。
So she catches the celery and starts chopping it up.
他把芹菜切下来，就像切菜机一样，啪啪啪啪啪。
Give me something more.
然后他就在跟他们说，再给我别的。
Here's some green onion.
然后他的家人就给他一些青葱，
还
是一样快速切
完。I was a chef, I was a chef.
所以他当时就很肯定说，我一定可能曾经是一个厨师。然后大家都非常开心。
And then the dad tosses her a tomato.
然后现在这个先生呢，丢了一个番茄给他。
She picks up the knife, she throws it at the tomato.
在这个番茄在飞的时候，这个女的把刀。丢了出去
and the knife goes through the tomato and lands right on the wall of the cabinet.
然后这个刀呢就插入这个番茄，然后嘣，直接钉到墙上。
Right between her husband and her daughter, just went right between.
然后呢，是他先生与他的女儿头中间，嘣，就切到后面的墙上。
And then they were like,
然后大家都傻了。
Well, maybe you weren't a chef.
这不太像是厨师会做的事情。
As the story unfolds,
然后接下来这故事继续前进。
She's wondering why she's so good with knives.
她就开始在想，为什么她对于刀工或者刀艺这么厉害。
And in her search for her identity,
然后到最后，在她寻找她身份的最终点
，She discovers that she was one of the world's most deadly assassins.
他发现了他自己真正的，他真正的身份呢是，其实他是在世上数一数二危险的暗杀者。Unbelievable.
But throughout this movie,
但是在这个电影整段
，Even when she discovered she was a deadly assassin.
即使是在她发现这个女生发现她确实她真正的身份是一个暗杀者之后
，They were highlighting a truth。
这个电影很专注在一个真事实上
，That she didn't really know who she was。
但她确实这个主角确实不是真正知道她自己到底是谁。
And she was on a journey of finding out who she was。
然后他是在一个在他在步入在这个寻找自我的这个路程上。
It's a scary thing to not know who you are.
当你不知道你自己是谁，其实是一件蛮恐怖的事情。
Or to know who you are and constantly forget.
或者是你确实知道你是谁，但是你又在同时一直忘记你自己是谁。
Because your identity.
因为你的身份。
Is where you find your value.
在你的身份上，你找到你自己的价值。
It's where you find your worth.
你值什么是在你的身份上而定。
And your identity determines a lot of how you make decisions.
然后你的身份决定你如何做决定。
A lot of what you do in life,
你在世上做了很多事情
is often based on who you believe you are.
往往取决于你自己认为你自己是什么。
This is extremely important for Christians.
对于这个事实，对于基督徒来讲。更重要。
This is something essential for our spiritual well-being and our spiritual growth.
这对于我们灵命的健康与成长是缺一不可的。
For example, there are times when we fall back into some of our old ways or old patterns of thinking.
因为有的时候，举例，有的时候我们往往会脱离，然后回到我们老我的思想方式或处事的方式的时候。
And these old ways or these old patterns of thinking really hurt people around you, and they hurt your closeness with God.
因为这些老我的方式往往会造成你去伤害你周边的人，也会对于你跟神之间的关系创造创伤。
But then when someone reveals that you're slipping in your identity back to your old ways,
但是当有别人呢在对你告诉你说你渐渐于退步到老我的时
候， or the Holy Spirit begins to move in you,
或者甚至是圣灵在你里面运行，开始这样跟你告诉。
You think or you say this to yourself.
然后你就会跟你自己有这样的对话。
This is just who I am.
你会、你会对自己说，我就是这样子。
This is who I am.
我就是这样的人。
This is what I always do.
我一直以来都是这样子。
We've all done that.
Hey, 我们每个人都有这种经历 ，right？ 对不对
？You have sometimes a form of spiritual amnesia.
我们每个人都有的时候会经历到这个灵命上面的这个失忆症。
You forgot who you are in Christ.
你忘记你自己在耶稣基督里面是的身份是什么。
And this affects your behavior.
然后这就影响到你一切的作为。
This affects your value.
这影响到你的价值观。
This affects the way you view your self-worth.
这也影响到你对你自己的价值观。
So Pastor James and I, over the next several weeks, we're going to go through an identity series.
所以范长老与我呢，在会在接下来的几个礼拜中呢，我们会讲这个身份讲道系列。
How I want to start this morning is by looking at one of Paul's letters.
那我今早我要怎么开始呢？我要去看保罗的一个书信开始。
We're going to look at the book of Ephesians.
我们要从以弗所书来开始。
So feel free to grab your Bibles. Please pull out your Bible apps. Turn to the book of Ephesians.
所以我邀请大家把圣经拿起来，或者是在你的手机上面的圣经的 app。
We're going to look at the book first from a big picture perspective.
那我们呢，这本经书，我们是先从一个大体上的方式来看它。
From a bird's eye view.
就是从鸟视。
And then we're going to, after that, take a deep dive into a few of the first few verses in chapter 1.
我们先大致。
我们先看大纲，然后我们再仔细的看前面几节，仔细的去咀嚼这些字语。Ephesians is a really good book.
以弗所书是一个非常好的书。
It's one of the most organized letters that you find in the New Testament.
在新约里头，以弗所书算是数一数二最有组织性的一本书。
It's a letter written to a group of newer Christians.
其实是一系列的书信为着一些新信的人所写。
And these are Christians who live in a big city. Think like New York City.
而这些新信的人是住在一个很大的城市，你可以想象就像是纽约一样。
A lot of different types of people.
很杂的一些人种。
Paul went into the city.
那保罗进到那城市里。
He was sharing the gospel with some people.
他与那些人分享了圣
Some of these people,
福音。
Mm-hmm. Some of these people put their faith in Jesus.
然后有些人听了福音就信了。
And as this little gospel movement began,
然后当这个福音的开始传遍，
they formed this church.
他们就组成了这个以弗所教会。
Paul stayed with them for 2 years.
然后保罗在与他们 待了两年多的时间
giving them foundations and teaching, preaching, discipling them.
建立他们的基本，然后呢，教他们如何去、培训那些使徒。
And then he left after 2 years.
在两年之后，保罗就离开了。
And what happened?
那保罗离开以后，
you can imagine what happens.
你想想，你大概可以用膝盖都可以想到。
You're a group of new believers.
那你是一群新信的人。
And after a while, you start to go back to your old ways.
经过了一些时间，你开始。退后回到老我的方法
into your old patterns of thinking.
然后以那旧我的那种思想方式
They forgot who they were in Christ.
他们忘记了他们在基督耶稣里头的身份
They had spiritual amnesia.
他们都开始得了这个属灵上的失忆症
So Paul.
所以保罗呢
writes this letter to them.
所以写了这封书信给
他们。Some of you guys already know all that, but I just wanted to remind you.
那很多都知道，只是我想要在这里再次提醒大家的是，这个书信。
When you read Ephesians,
当你读以弗所书的时候
，It's like there are two parts.
感觉好像是可以分为两
chapter
两边。
One and three read a certain way.
那一到三章呢，读起来感觉是一个感觉。
Then when you read chapter 4 through 6, it feels a little different.
但你当你读到四到六，给你的感觉有点不太一样。
And I've talked about this in the past, so some of you already know where I'm going.
那我以前有跟大家分享过，所以在座有些人知道我在说什么。
In chapters 4 through 6, he's addressing all the things that they're doing that's off.
在第四到第六节的时候呢，的地方呢，保罗是在跟以弗所他们说，他们做事情上面哪一些开始有那种错的感觉
，right? That as followers of Jesus, there are things that they're doing that's wrong.
以一个跟从基督耶稣的人的身份来讲呢，有些很多事情你们做是错的，做错。
So he's telling them the things that they need to do.
所以这里有点感觉就是保罗在跟他们讲该做什么事。
In chapters 4 through 6,
所以在四到六节
，you find a lot of imperatives.
所以在四到六章，你会看到很多那种启示。起始性的语气。
That's a mood of a verb, but basically just means you find a lot of commands.
那这是一种动词，这个动词里面给人一种情感，可是你可以把这个动词就当作是命令。
These are things that we need to do as followers of Jesus.
那这些
是。You guys with me? You guys with me?
这些事情。
Chapter 4 through 6.
这些事情呢，就是我们这些跟从基督的人。应当做的事情。
Watch, he talks to them about lying.
所以你看，在这里他要跟他们讲到说撒谎
，right? Put away falsehood, he says.
他们说，他对他们说，你们要除掉谎言。
He talks to them about anger.
保罗对他们说发怒的事情。
Hey, when you're angry, don't get into rage, don't sin.
保罗说，当你生气的时候，你不要去犯罪，你不要。
Don't go to sleep in anger.
含怒不可以到日落。
Okay, stealing. He talks about stealing.
他保罗讲到偷窃。
He says Christians don't steal.
他说基督徒不偷窃。
But we work hard.
却要做工，而且是努力做工。
We do honest work.
我们亲手做正当的事。
So that we can share with other people.
那使自己可以把所得的分给别人。
He talks to them about sexual purity.And impurity.
讲到淫乱
that as Christians we cannot have a hint of sexual impurity.
作为基督徒，我们心里一点淫乱之意都不可有。
This is chapters 4 through 6.
所以在座可看到，这都是四到六章中所提到的。
Do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that.
你看到了就是 要做这个，不要去做那个。
Those are the imperatives.
这就是属相是命令式的。
Full of things that believers do.
命令式的就是给你一些作为基督徒该做的一些条理。
But when you read chapters 1 through 3,
但是当你读到1到3章的时候呢,
it feels totally different.
感觉是完全不一样。There's
a different tone.
连语气都不同。
Because in chapters 1 through 3, he's saying, remember who you are.
因为在1到3章中, 他的语气是很关切的提醒, 要记得你的身份。
Remember what Jesus has done.
你们要去记得耶稣为了你们做什么。
Remember the new life that you have.
你要去记得你所得到的新生命。
Remember the power that God has given you.
你要去记得神给了你如何的能力。
Remember that the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
你要去记得圣灵住在你里面。
Remember that you are seated with Christ who's at the right hand of God.
你要知道你在你的
This is what we call not imperatives, but these are indicatives.
所以这里呢不是祈使性，这里是以指示性，指示是。
Wow, that's a little tongue twister.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah, dude. I try my best.
Hey, man, you're pretty good.
You know,
right? You got that? 指示是.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. 1到3指示是, right?
Yeah.
Those are, that's also another a verb mood.
Bird mood?
Who cares? It's grammar. Right. It's a bird poo.
这也是一种动词式的一种命令,
but these are not telling you what to do.
但是这不是一种命令式的这种感觉。
These are statements of truth.
这里只是确实的叙述真理。
So when you read chapters 1 through 3,
所以当你在读1到3章的时候,
to me,
对我而言,
he's saying, remember who you are.
感觉就好像他在一直的提醒我一样。
He's telling you your standing and your identity in Christ.
他在这里是确实的跟你叙述你 的身份,
so I don't want us to get lost in all these verses.
我们不要就说在这些经节里面呢,
I wanted to just show you that there's a pattern.
我只是要让你们看到这有两种不同的这种感觉。
Chapters 1 through 3, remember who you are.
1到3章, 提醒你的身份。
Chapters 4 through 6, because this is who you are, this is how you live. That makes sense?
4到6节, 因为在1到3节跟你讲你的身份, 所以4到6节, 你要如何去做因为你的身份。
That's like some deep theology in like a simple way.
所以这就好像是神的神学在一种很简易的方式来得到神学。
Because you see Paul write in this pattern in his other letters as well.
因为你看这种 不同的方式的这种写作呢, 在保罗其他的书信里头都可以看到。
So it's who before do.
所以呢, 说, 换句话说, 是身份在成就,
you see
或者是先做事。
Right? He's saying who you are really supports what you do.
他说身份始于你的成就。
Right? Who before do?
做人在做事之前。
Who drives do?
你是什么样的人导致你做什么样的事?
Say to someone next to you, who before do?
对你旁边的人说先做人后做事。
Say who before do? You can say it in English. Okay, so that's kind of the important writing style of Paul.
所以这里就是我要所讲到重点，就是保罗写作的方式。
When we focus on 4 through 6 too much,
假如我们花太多时间只看四到六章
and we're just working on all the things we need to do as Christians and don't do as Christians,
然后只看那些命令式的我该做什么而不该做什么
it starts to feel very dry and empty.
然后你就会觉得开始有点很枯燥，然后呢，很空虚。
Because anyone can learn to modify behavior.
因为不管什么人都可以学习怎么样去你知道改进自己的行为或者什么。
But the Bible's laying an important groundwork. You do these things and you don't do these things because this is who you are.
但是其实圣经所种下是更重要的这个基本，你做与不做这些事，因为你是这个人。
Okay,
好吗
？You guys with me?All right, now let's dive deep down into an ants-eye view of some verses in chapter 1.
那我们现在花接下来时间呢，是在把注意力放在第一章的几节经节里头。
Verse 3 reads like this.
在第一章第三节是这样的说的。
Blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ.With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. See, there's nothing that's telling us what to do right there.
So, 第三节，我们主耶稣基督的父，神是应当称颂的。他在基督里曾经把天上各种属灵的福分赐给我们。你看，在这章经节里头，没有跟我们说我们该做不该做什么。
Verse 4, even as he chose us in him,Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him.
在第四节说，就如创立世界以前，他在基督里拣选了我们，我们因着爱，在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Right. Even that, it's not in action. It's saying you should be this, be who you are, holy and blameless. In love, verse 5, He predestined us.For adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ.
所以你看第四节也没有任何那种命令式的，只是提醒你你没有瑕疵。第五节，他又按着自己指示所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In these verses, you find several identity statements.
在这些 几句经节里头，你找到几很多很注意在身份的这些。
I want you to look at verse 4 and 5, and I want you to highlight the verse or write down in your notes or circle that word in your Bibles.
那我想要大家仔细看第四、第五节，把这个涂上颜色，或者是圈几个重要的字。
Look at that word. He chose us.
所以仔细看，是他拣选了我们。
And in love,
你在爱里
，He adopted us right there. Adoption.
他给了我们孩子的身份，或者是就是领养了我们。
Part of your identity is that in His love, God has chosen you.And God has adopted you to be His child.
所以在我们的身份里头包含的是什么？包含的是神因着爱选择了你，然后把你带入到他自己的家庭里头，给了你他孩子的身份。
Let's go to the next one, right? In His love, God chose me and He adopted me so I can say I am His child.
所以你的身份其实就是在神对我的爱中，他拣选了我并收养了我。
Turn to someone next to you and say, "I am His child."
对你旁边的人说，我是他的孩子。
我是他的孩子。Say that to someone next to you. 我是他的孩子。他选择我。Yeah, you can learn Chinese this morning.Sometimes, see, you say that, it's like, okay, I'm his child. It doesn't really hit you this morning, huh?
你看常这话常讲，讲了没什么感觉 right?
But I want to help you understand
不过今早我想要帮助你们了解
what these Ephesians heard when they heard this letter read.
但是我想要让你们了解，当这句话被以弗所那些人听到的时候，他们的感觉是怎么样？
Adoption in those ancient times.
这个收养这件事情呢，在那个旧时代的时候呢，
okay. Adoption was really for the rich.
收养这只有有钱人能做的事。
Specifically, when they wanted to make alliances with families or to be able to choose someone to run all that you've built.
而且他们收养主要就是建立这种关系，或者是需要人才来管理为你未来你的财产。
But in general, in Rome, it was a culture of abandonment.
不过其实在那个时候，在罗马呢，那时候的社风是其实是抛弃 的一种社风。
This is crazy. Listen to this.
这很 crazy.
很 crazy. 很、yeah. 有一点
疯狂，
神经病，对不对
？Yeah.
The father and some cultures practice this as well. Besides Rome, in their law,
在罗马那时的法律中
，the father had the final say.As to whether or not a baby is going to be kept in the family or not.
父亲的身份在法律上有最后的决定，决定什么呢？决定一个婴孩是否留在家庭里面。
If you were ugly as a newborn baby,
假如这个新生的婴孩是长得很丑陋的。
If you were deformed in any way,
你有任何的畸形或残障。
If you were weak.
或者是你很瘦弱。
If because of you it put a financial strain on the family，
或者有了这小孩在家庭的经济上面有很大的负担。
Or most commonly if you were a girl，
然后最常见的反而是因为性别，假如你是母的话。
The father， 母的 ，right？
公与母
，right？
又在
问。No， if you're a girl，
女性
yeah, there you go。If you were a baby, if you were a newborn baby girl,
假如你是新生的女孩
，the father
这个父亲
had the right to throw you out like garbage.
这父亲有法律上全权给的权利，把这婴孩丢出去，像垃圾般的丢出去。
They would take the baby.
他们会把这婴孩呢？
And leave it outside of the city.
会摆在城墙外面
For the baby to die.
去让这个婴孩自生自灭。
This was so common.
这是非常稀松平常的事。
That there was a name for those babies left to die.
这些被丢弃的婴孩有一个名称。
They were called the exposed.
他们是被丢弃的。
They would often die of starvation or hypothermia.
他们通常是饿死或者是冻死。
They would be eaten by scavenger dogs.
他们会被野狗吃掉。
The babies would be picked apart to death by birds.
或者是被那些鸟分尸。
And if that wasn't bad enough,
然后你觉得这样已经还不够坏的话。
There were the type of people who would take these abandoned babies and raise them up to be slaves, and many of the girls, the baby girls, were raised to be sex slaves.
有些商人特别去把这些被丢弃的婴孩拿起来，把他们以奴隶的身份培养出来。几乎百分之百的那些女性长大以后都变成性奴隶。
In Ephesus specifically,
然后特别是在以弗所
，They had a little hill, a mound outside of the city.
在这个城市的外面有一个小山丘
，Right outside the city gates.
就在城墙之外。
And that was the specific hill where they would leave the exposed.
在那山丘上，就是那特别的地点，把这些丢弃的孩子摆在那里。
When newborn babies were dumped.
当这些新生儿被丢在那里。
So when Paul opens this letter to these Christians in Ephesus.
所以当保罗在这他的书信里面呢，他的开头。
These words that he's using would have shocked them.
写给这些以弗所的这些信徒的话呢，前几句他所写的，对于这些听到的人是多么的震撼。
Because he says God chose you.
因为他对这些人说，神拣选了你。
And God loves you so much that he adopts you to be his son, he says.
他对这些人说：“神爱你，爱得如此深刻，他收养了你，你有他孩子的名字。”
One writer wrote it this way.
有一个作家他是这样写的。
He says many of the first people to ever read these words.
这些第一次读到保罗书信所写的这些人呢
？They would have been the exposed.
他们。很多人都是这些被丢弃的婴孩。
They were unwanted by their own fathers.
他们都是被自己亲生父亲所丢弃的。
And raised as slaves.
然后是以这奴隶的身份被培养长大。
He said it's hard to imagine them not weeping at the news that God the Father chose them.
这个作家在这里写，很难想象当这些人听到。这个神拣选了你的时候，他们脸上不会哭泣。
Their own biological fathers considered them too ugly, or too burdensome, or too female to deserve love.
他们自己亲生的父亲觉得他们与其有不是太丑陋，或者是太麻烦，或者是太女性去爱他们。
But God the Father rescues them from the dump and calls them holy.
但是神，父神，把他们救出来，从这个被丢弃的地的处境救起来，然后称他们为圣洁，然后不可无指点的地方的人。
See, God says to us this morning.
所以神今天早上就是对我们说
，I have loved you with an everlasting love。
我对你的爱是那永久不变的爱。
You may have felt abandoned before。
你有可能曾经被感觉被抛弃过。
But I've chosen you。
但是我拣选了你。
I picked you out of the dump。
我从那丢弃的这个里面把你救出去了。
And others may have called you too ugly or too worthless, but I have chosen you, and I have called you my beloved.
你曾其他别的人别的我你曾经可能被称为是丑恶的，你可能是被称为不配得的，但是我拣选了你，我在你我里面你是珍贵的。
You see, there's nothing about you, your past, and your future that God doesn't know.
你要知道，你的过去，你的未来，神没有一个不对你不知道的。
Nothing about you is a surprise to God.
对于神而言，你没有任何的，没有任何的，你无法去做任何事情去惊讶他。
You know your weaknesses and flaws, and maybe no one else knows.
你有可能知道你自己最深处哪的弱点是什么。
But God knows.
然后你觉得没有人知道，但是
神知道。God knows every weakness of yours.
但是神知道你每一个弱点。
He knows every flaw.
他知道你每一个缺乏。
He knows every fear.
他知道你的恐惧。
He knows every insecurity.
他知道你的每一个不安。
And he still has decided.To adopt you into his family.
但他仍然决定要拣选你，收养你到他的家庭里头。
That's a hallelujah, isn't it?
这确实是值得 hallelujah.
And out of all of the people in the world.
然后在这全世界的人里面呢，
in his grace,
在他的恩典里，
he has chosen you.
他拣选了你。
Amen to that.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about your identity this morning.
让我告诉你一个你身份的事实。
In his love,
在神的爱中，
God chose you.
神拣选了你。
He adopted you.
他收养了你。
So that you can say, I am God's child.
所以你可以很自信地说，我是神的儿女。
Your father or mother may have never said to you that you are precious.
有可能你的父母亲从没跟你说你是珍贵的。
But God has said,You are precious to me.
但是神却说你是对我来说是珍贵的。
God has said to you, you are precious to me.
神对你说你对我而言是珍贵的。
And then when he made you his child,
然后当他把你变成他的孩子的时候，
he says that you are co-heirs with his son.
他说你与他的儿子是共有的继承者，一同做后嗣。
If you are his child,
他说：“假如你是他，既然你是他的儿女
，then you are his heir,
就是他的后嗣。
That means you are a co-heir with his son Jesus.
那这个意思就是你在基督，你跟基督一同都是做后嗣。
When God chose you and adopted you into his family.”
当神拣选了你，然后把你加入到他的家庭里。
He made you an heir to his inheritance.
在那同时，他就把你变成他继承他的后嗣。
That's why, if you noticed in our verse in Ephesians, he says, God adopted you to himself as his what? Sons. You could just kind of say it.
Oh, okay. I was trying to look for that. 所以在以弗所书那里，他就是说，神收养你们，就是如同他的儿子一样的身份。
Because in those cultures,
因为在当时的那个社会，
and I think even in older Chinese culture,
甚至在我们中国老代一点的这个，
daughters typically do not receive inheritance.
做儿往往不会继承家产。
That's standard.
这是蛮普通的一件事情。
That's a norm.
这是好像很正常的。
It's significant that God says, "In my love, I've chosen you and adopted you as sons."
所以这里很重要。神在这里跟每一个人说，你要注意到，你被我收养，然后你继承儿子的名称，不管你是男孩女。
To the brothers and sisters of the church.
但是保罗写是写给弟兄，而且也是写给姊妹。
I didn't just adopt you, I adopted you as sons with an inheritance.
我不是仅仅的把你收养，我把你收养，然后我给你儿子的名称。
So he allows us to share in the inheritance of Jesus.
以至于我们每一位都能够与耶稣基督一同分享神的家产。
That we may also share in his glory.
而且使得
我们，
Isn't that crazy? 而且使得我们在荣耀里头也有共享。
Do you know what God the Father's inheritance to Jesus is?
你们知道我们天上的父神给耶稣基督的家产是什么吗？
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2, he says, the Son has been appointed all things.
在希伯来书一章二节那里写的清清楚楚，这位人子他所要得的是一切。
Everything.
每一件事情。
We share in that.
然后我们与他一同分享这个。
We share the inheritance that belongs to Jesus.
我们 跟耶稣是共同一同分享那耶稣所继承的事。
Can you see that that is how much God values you?
所以你难道看不到神是如何看重你吗？
That's why when you have a low value of yourself,
所以当你对自己有那自卑感的时候，
That's not true.
这不是一件不是正确的。
Because of Jesus, God values you incredibly.
因借着耶稣基督，神在神的眼中你是非常珍贵的。
Can you begin to see who you are in God's eyes?
所以你们有没有办法开始有一点能够是从神的眼光中看你自己
？Sometimes the best way to understand value.
有时候最好去了解价值的方式呢
is by how much someone would pay for something.
是从一个人愿意付多少金钱去为这件事这样的价值来
Take your house for example.
所以想想看像是你的房子
Your house is not worth what you think it is.
你的房子 不值你所决定 它值多少
You think your house is worth a certain amount?
你有可能觉得你的自己的房子是值得某个金额
，But it's not what you think.
但是事实上不尽。
I'm not a realtor.
那我不是房地产家，我不搞房地产。
Yeah, no,、
sure.
I don't.
Yeah, I know.
But I know how much your house is worth.
但我知道你的房子值多少。
It is worth whatever anyone is willing to pay for it.
它值呢是值什么？它是值别人愿意付多少钱去买它，它就值那个价。
Not anymore，
不会多一分
，and not any less，
也不会少一分。
That's the value of your house。
所以你的房子的价钱是这样而定。
God has shown you how much you are worth to Him。
但神确确实实的向你显现，你对他所值是多少。
God has shown you how much value you are to Him.
神确实的对你显明了你的价值在他里面是什么。
Because He paid for you with a very, very great price.
因为他将你我收买的时候，神所付的代价是如何的大。
You want to know how much He loves you and He values you.
所以你需要我提醒你，神到底是多么的看重你，然后觉得你是值得的吗？
He gave His Son.
他把他自己的儿子。
And He opened up the arms of His Son.
然后他把他的儿子的手打开，敞开。
And on the cross.
然后在十字架上。
He said to you, "This is how much I value you."
所以在那十字架上，神彰显对你我彰显他是怎么样去爱你。
This is how much I'm willing to pay for you.
我是愿意用这样的代价来购买你们。
When we say, "I'm so stupid."
当我们这样说说啊，我怎么这么笨
？When we say I'm not worthy，
当我们自己说我这么不配得
，When we say I'm such a bad person，
或者是我们自我认作我们是一个不好的人
，I'm not good，
我说我一无是处
，I'm terrible，
我很坏
，I'm just junk，
或者是我就像是垃圾一样。
We've missed something so important.
我们失去，我们忘记了一个很重要的事情。
I'm wondering, even when we say, "I used to not be worthy, but now I'm worthy."
我有时候想，我们有时候会这样说：“我以前不配，但我现在配得。”这句话上。
When were you not worthy to God?
那问题是你曾经什么时候你确实是真正的不配得呢？
If He says, "I chose you, I know how you're going to be. I chose you before I created the world."
当神这样讲， 我在创造世界之前，我就拣选了你。在拣选你的这件事上呢，
We have missed our identity in Christ.
我们确确实实的忘记了我们在耶稣基督里面的真实的身份是什么。
It seems to be very hard for us to understand who God says we are.
感觉好像我们要真正的认清我们在神到底是说我们是什么谁的时候，我们好像很难去接受这件事
实。When you want to know your value to God,
当你想要知道你在神里头你的价值是什么，
Look at the cross,
就简单的去看十字架。
Because he says, I value you this much.
因为在十字架上神向你拣选了，我就是这么的看重你。
I've known your entire past. I know your future. I know every flaw of you.
你的过去，你的未来，我全知道。你任何的一点瑕疵，我都知道。
I'm leaving the entire inheritance to be shared with you.
我把一切家产都让你去继承。
I have given you everything that you need.
我将你所需的一切都给予了你。
I have told my son that you are going to share with him in everything that belongs to him.
我已经跟我的儿子说，你所拥有的一切，这个我所重视的这个人也会跟你一起分这个一切。
Even his glory.
甚至连他的荣耀，你都一起分享。
He who did not spare his own son，
那一位连他自己的儿子都没有 spare， 没有怜悯的。
Go ahead， I think there's scripture here， right？
Oh yeah， 嗯哼，这位连自己的儿子都舍得的这位神，
How will he not also？Along with him, graciously give us all things.
难道他也不会把万有和他一同白白的赐给你们？
What do you think God has given you?
你觉得神给了你什么？
He's given you everything.
他已经确确实实把全部都给予。
If he didn't hold back his own son, what else would he hold back from you?
假如他连自己的儿子都没有都舍得，你觉得他还会在对你特别有所什么吗？
Scripture says God has given you everything you need for this life.
在经上说，神为你在今世所需要的一切，神已经给予了你。
And as his child, that's his promise.
作为他的儿女的身份，这是他对你的保证。
And we always say, I don't have anything.
那我们反而我们的口头语是哇，我们一无所有。
That's why you're waiting for the Amazon Prime big deal day.
所以你才在。
What else am I going to buy? I don't have anything.
所以你才在等 Amazon 这个大特价的这一天，因为你觉得你什么都没有，你需要去补充。
You think I can't do anything?
你觉得你什么事都无法成就。
Who are you always comparing yourself to?
那你到底在跟谁比呢？
Who are you always listening to?
或者你一直在听谁，在谁的判断呢？
God gives us all these promises of who we are.
神给了我们这么多应许与保证，在你的身份上。
But we don't seem to listen to God.
但是感觉好像我们都不听神。
We listen to social media.
我们喜欢去听社交媒体上面所说的。
We listen to the music that we listen to and the message in there.
我们很爱去听我们所听的音乐。
We listen to our friends.
我们音乐里头的乐词怎么讲？我们喜欢听我们朋友对。
We listen to what our parents and relatives say we are.
我们听我们家人或我们父母亲对我们的判定，我们是谁。
So ultimately, more often, we listen to what the world and what Satan says we are.
所以，最后， 我们大多数都在听这世界对我们叙述我们的价值，也就是撒旦对你我们所说我们的价值。
Satan wants you to forget who you are.
撒旦非常需要你确实的忘记你真正的是。
Satan wants to steal your identity.
撒旦想要把你的身份从你里头偷走。
Because the Bible says he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
因为圣经里面怎么样描述撒旦，他是来这里偷窃。
That's all he can do.
他是来这里谋杀你们。
He wants to try to steal.
他要偷窃。
Try to kill.
他要杀害。
And destroy.
然后毁灭。
And one of the trickiest ways he does that is to destroy how you think.
然后他最tricky.
He wants to destroy. 他想把你的想法搞乱掉。
I'm trying to figure out tricky.
That's it. 就是搞乱掉。
他最
欺骗你。
最最险恶的一点就是他要在你的脑思想中把你的思想给搞乱掉。
He knows he doesn't have to do this often to you.
他知道他不需要无时无刻的这样子来对你。
Because once he whispers a lie to you,
因为往往当他将一个谎言偷偷的种在你的脑中，
he knows that once that lie is planted,
他知道当那谎言种下在你脑海中，
you will repeat it over and over and over and over and over again to yourself.
你就会无法的自拔，一直重复这谎言，对你自己重复。
The last time that Bex shared with our youth group,
上一次我的妻子 Bex 对我们青年团体分享的。
She asked a question.
她问这些年轻人
，What is your internal dialogue?
他说：“你对于你自己的对话，你都在对话说什么
？”Because we're always dialoguing inside of ourselves.
因为我知道我们在想的时候，我们其实是在对自己有一种对话的方
式在想。There's always thoughts and words.
所以我们思想的方式是以字语言语在思想。
And you need to think and ask God to show you what are words.That are not from God, and these are from the enemy.
所以现在你要加强的去想，要去跟神问，在你在跟你自己的对话的这些话语中，哪些是从神而来的，哪些是从仇敌那儿来的。
Your internal dialogue needs to be full of God's promises.
你当你自己跟你自己在有思想在对话的时候。要充满着神那里来的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first message of our series in identity.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们身份正道系列的第一个正道。
And I pray that as it goes on, the Lord will help us to know who He is and who He says we are.
我祷告是当我们在这正道的这个路上前进的时候，神会帮助我们看到，我们确实了解，有那深刻的认知，神是谁，还有我们对于神而言，我们是谁。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
神啊，我们感谢你。
And we thank you all that we have in Christ.
我们为着我们在基督里头所拥有的东西，一切献上感谢。
And we so often suffer from spiritual amnesia.
我们常常患得这个属灵上的失忆症。
But help us to know that this battle is at hand.
但是帮助我们知道，那这个征战呢是在的。
And that the enemy always wants to pollute our internal dialogue.
然后我要让我们了解到，我们的仇敌是一直都是想要来污染我们心里所想的思绪。
By your grace, would you fill our thoughts with the things of heaven?
那借着你的恩典，求你在我们的思绪里头充满着天国的想思想。
Because we are children of the living God.
因为我们是这又活又真的神的儿女。
We are children of the King.
我们是那真王的儿女。
Which makes us princes and princesses.
所以我们其中的一个生命就身份就是公主与王子的身份。
Help us, Lord, to know the love of the King over us.
主啊，求你帮助我们去了解、去认知那这王对于我们的爱到底是如何的。
And that we belong to you.
也要让我们了解到我们是属于这个王，属于你的。
So that when we know who we are.
所以当我们认清了我们自己的身份的时候
，then we know how to live out that identity.
那我们就很明确的知道如何去活出那身份。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们因着你的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.